Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to the H-Train.
You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You are listening to the H-Train Show.
But that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to the H-Train.
The world needs to know about this fantastic show that gives back to veterans.
You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you, and I appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Make some donations, help us out. We're also looking to feature you on the show. We want to talk to you, so give us a call. We'd love to have you on the show.
Teach some of you knuckleheads out there.
So my name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above the knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado, a mom of two, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
I expected the Rocky Mountains, even though rockier than this. I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome from Colorado Media School here in the Lakewood area.
Area?
I mean, he's
Metro Denver.
I mean,
it is the H-Train Show, where here our only mission is to show our veterans past, present, future.
Future, that, definitely future.
Yes, that there are a few programs out there beyond the VA, and that's what our mission is to show you them.
Somebody have too much poutine tonight or something? You're right over there, guy?
No. No.
Still sitting there.
Before we get started, we want to... Before we get started, we want to give a big shout out to Pipes for... What do you call it again?
Poutine.
Poutine. I'm glad I didn't pronounce that what
it's
I thought
French
it was.
Canadian for French fries.
Okay. We want to thank him. We want to thank Hollywood. She brought in some
nachos.
Nachos.
So
I love this. We're getting fed. Oh. We got some great interns.
We really do.
We really do.
I dropped the ball. I didn't bring none.
Yeah. You
we
brought
know.
Yourself.
We're aware.
True.
You brought yourself.
Don't let him off the hook.
I was fixing ice machines, for goodness crying out loud.
Well, anyways, before we get derailed, we can't get derailed on the intro, you guys, okay? We already told you what the itinerary is going to be about if you watch the video. If everything is working out right, and it should be, we're streaming on Instagram, we're streaming on TikTok, we're streaming on every platform that you can think.
The Twitch?
Yes, we are streaming on the Twitch.
Aren't you supposed to like make money on Twitch? Isn't that the point of it?
Depends on, you have to be like affiliate and like partnership.
So no, we don't get any money.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's supposed to be $1 million injury. I haven't seen any of that money yet.
Yeah.
You call me the million.
Okay, Forrest. Also, so today we're doing the dad joke thing. So the first time around, I think it's going to be Jake
Swiss
against Pipes, and then the winner takes Rob, and the winner takes
on
me.
Can you say that differently? The winner doesn't take Rob. We need to word that a whole lot differently.
Oh,
I think I'll take Rob. Take Rob.
That's what I'm thinking.
So we have a listener from Canada right now. He's like, it's French Canadian for, insert your own verbiage there. Awesome.
Put on the pounds goodness.
All right. So everybody
listening, Dwayne.
So with us right now, it is DJ Swiss. My name's H Train.
I'm Rob. I'm Swiss. You're not really Swiss.
Thanks for riding with us. Look at that. I like that. I pointed. Bang. The interns got the button Bang. Today.
How did you come up with DJ Swiss? We already had this conversation. I have a head injury, so I forget a lot of these things.
I don't know if we have.
What, why are you DJ Swiss? You're not Swiss.
I'm not Swiss. I'm not Swedish. I'm white.
Two separate countries. Yep. But hey, we'll go with
so
it.
So I said Swedish because so my last name is Swedinsky, spelled Swedensky. So everyone Sweden thinks Sweden. I'm.
Well, you're going to be Swedensky in my phone from now on.
Hey, I thought I was Scott Eaton.
That too. Actually, that's true. I do have your picture saved, Scott Eaton. Yeah.
You got so many nicknames. Rob makes them.
Right.
You know?
They but change weekly.
What's your nicknames for Hollywood?
Hollywood.
We'll talk about that off air.
It goes back to the conversation we
were having. Yeah, exactly. Ouch. Ouch.
But in high school, played, you know, sports, whatever. Everyone would call me Swedinsky. Everything's last name. You know how it is in the military. It's always your last name.
Yeah.
And it always just kept getting condensed because Swedinsky's too much for people, apparently. So it used to be, hey, Sweden, or hey, Sky, or like, hey, Swedensky. And then it was just kept getting slower and lower, and then someone just randomly called me. What? Well, first, I went to Slippers. Don't have enough time to go over that story.
Yeah, sounds like we only got a 2-hour radio.
Yeah, all right. And then someone just was like, "Hey, Swiss," and it just kind of stuck. And it's just been my name.
So to be clear, you had the opportunity to go with Swede, one of the greatest movie characters ever, takes a punch in the face from Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
And you chose to go with Swiss.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right. Got to make my own brand, dude.
I get it. But the Swede is, I mean, that's the Swede, man.
Well, I wish I knew what movie you're referencing, so.
Is you know. Hamburger Hill? Pork Chop Hill? Hamburger
I'm just,
Hill.
I'm just here doing the button.
Are you not a cook yet? On that shiny new board of yours, have you labeled things yet?
I have. I did that today.
So can I push a button?
No.
The mute button was already pushed when I got in here.
You could
today.
Turn a knob that doesn't do anything, but yeah. It does something.
I'll bet it does. Ah, sounds like my prom night, if you know what I mean. Well, I didn't even know we had that button.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, usually the show is funnier when you have somebody on the button.
I didn't know we had that button.
I can only do so much.
Right.
My back
I'm
is
aware.
Hurting
from carrying
you.
Yeah. I had no idea we had all these.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
We have like 4 different boards.
We're going to need to hire somebody. This is awesome.
Hello.
American Canadian watching from the Arctic Circle. So, this dude that's listening, who's up in the Arctic Circle,
right,
was my flight paramedic instructor.
Oh, wow.
At Fort Rucker, Alabama.
Thanks for listening.
That was in 2002. And that dude, yeah. Gee, do you talk to any of your instructors from when you were in? Huh?
I talked to a few that I was stationed with in Germany.
Yeah.
Not really a whole lot with 4th ID.
See, he was very mean when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
Now he's kind of a cool guy.
There's not very
sure
many people that
there.
Like 4th ID. I've noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's that. What is Rob's right hand, his prom date? Ah, thank you. I believe that deserves a sound of some kind. Scooby-Doo or something.
Oh. Well, there's a giggity-giggity in there.
That was the Flintstones, but close
not
enough.
Sure. Yeah.
I gotta know. I gotta learn the board. I'm new to it too. Right? Like this is a Rob, right? Right.
I look good.
Ron Burgundy.
I mean, really good.
Yeah. There you go.
Swiss, what did you do this weekend?
This weekend, went to the ER. Helped out my brother-in-law. That's about it.
Rob, what did you do this weekend?
What is she doing out there?
I love our interns. We literally have an intern party here at the school. Like nobody will come to class,
but everybody's here.
But everybody's here on Monday broadcast night. Yeah.
Well, they bring food though, so I'm okay with that.
Yes, they do. They bring food.
We have nachos.
And they know that eventually they're going to get on the air
as long as they keep feeding us.
Yes. Well, yeah. But you know, you said it today.
Poster. I am so proud of you
but
right
you
now.
But you said yourself that we have some hardworking interns.
I never said
Holly
that.
Holly was taking our pictures
today. I have
never. Her hair and everything was in the snow.
Yeah.
She was giving it her all.
Literally. Literally, yeah. I never said that. I don't know what you're talking about. Good job with the coaster.
If you haven't checked out Holly's new show, check it out.
Morningwood.
7 a.m.
So
Eastern Standard Time. 5 a.m. for the MBR owner.
Does she really wake you up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, because the server keeps messing up.
It's probably a great show, but I'll never know.
I don't
Listen
understand.
Listen to the podcast. Oh, well done. Does she play music?
Yeah.
What kind of music?
Today she played something like Sunshine. And
what?
She played Tequila.
Like the surf song? Yeah. How's it? What's the next word?
Tequila. Or since we're on radio, Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
So my
what about you? What did you do this week? Don't like ask all us and then skip over it.
Yeah, so my weekend was,
you and Barrett snuggling together on the couch.
It wasn't anything like fantastic or anything, but I got to spend time with the wife. We watched a little bit of GOT, and I just started watching that.
Game of Thrones? But,
yeah, Game of Thrones.
So my wife watches this horrible show. That wasn't – I actually liked it. That's not what I thought it was. My wife watches this horrible show called Rain.
Okay. Yes, I've seen some of it.
Oh, God, it's pathetically bad.
Like the rain acid or whatever makes you a zombie or something.
No, man, it's like that's all knights and queens and crap like that.
Oh, that's something else.
Oh,
okay.
Like Queen of the Scots.
Like you're a knight. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, exactly.
I announce the.
How's that go?
I'm not a sir. I wouldn't know.
but she won't watch Game of Thrones. And I'm like, well,
Game of Thrones is a good show.
Game of
I
Thrones
like
is
it.
Amazing.
Yep.
I don't care what anybody says. I like that show. That was an awesome show.
I agree 100%. I'm
just glad I didn't live back in that timeline because I have a feeling that if you live to be 30, that was like pushing it for
probably back in like
medieval times.
They called it the Dark Ages for a reason.
Oh my God.
You got yourself some plague and
good to go.
All she wrote, baby. Yeah.
And then I thought I almost had my wife. Like confused, like a blonde, but she didn't buy into it. I looked at her and I'm like, Cass, dinosaurs are real. What do you think about dragons? Do you think they were real?
I mean, I have a dragon in my house. It's bearded.
And she's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, are you sure? Should we Google it? Let's find out. So I actually got her to Google it.
Are dragons real?
I love making people like second guess themselves. Like,
so, but wait, what?
So before I retired from the Army, I went to this resume writing workshop at Google here in Boulder. And then they give you like a tour of Google. And all over Google are TVs everywhere. And they're live, real-time searches of what people are entering into the Google search.
Oh, really?
So imagine being the guy on duty at like 9 o'clock at night. He's
two
like
two blondes.
With a cup and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, somebody's like, are dragons real? And some dude's like, really? Somebody's really Googling that?
I feel sorry for my NSA agent.
Exactly.
Said some stuff.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Like when you search something in Google, somebody's looking at that.
Well, yeah, so they got to flip through.
So if somebody...
Even the incognito mode?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like if somebody...
I've seen it.
Search something...
We are not talking about that on the air, dude.
That'd be like embarrassing. If the like search engine stuff was leaked, like in the political government or whatever. Oh, look, how to get rid of chlamydia. Hillary Clinton just searched that in the Google. That's what I mean. I mean, that would be embarrassing.
Hey, don't let your poutine get cold, man. It gets all gelatinous.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat that at the break. What is the...
What is the what?
What is the...
Fries?
Like the... Not the fries, but like the... Is that meat? Is that tofu?
Tofu? What the heck kind of radio program is this? It's not tofu. Beef. That's beef.
Is that beef?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I didn't know.
You got your French fries.
All right.
You got your brown beef gravy.
Okay.
And normally it's cheese curds, but because What's-His-Nuts couldn't get cheese curds, he used like some kind of other cheese.
Ah, okay. All right, well. So the winner of the
Mike fade that out.
Away from so the winner of the dad joke tonight will
send in your best dad jokes, yeah, folks. I will read, yeah, them. Send us your dad jokes.
If you if we call off some of your numbers and your jokes, you could be in a drawing for a $50 gift card from Amazon that will be given out tonight. And then whoever wins the dad battle tonight wins a North Face H-Train show jacket.
Better size me up between.
There you go.
I'm an XL or double X.
The other two guys, they're not prepared. They're not dads. They're not ready for this.
So we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Indianapolis comedian Jacob Ray. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train show.
Carrie, I am the founder of Central Oregon Veterans Ranch, and you are listening to the H-Train show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train show, giving veterans a voice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and you are listening to not only the one, the only, the H-Train show, showing veterans all the programs out there that are beyond the VA, and we got a special treat for you today. We have Jacob Ray. He is he's a good friend of mine. He has a popular TikTok channel.
You would be a friend with TikTok people.
TikTok channel, and he's came on the show to talk to us about his life, what inspires his content, and stuff like that. You're a comedian, aren't you, Jacob, basically now?
Hello? Anyone? I see his picture.
Yeah, I see his picture, too.
I don't see him, though.
All right.
You muted him?
No, I'm going to give him a text. Tell him.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Playing with the buttons now?
Oh, yeah. You put this in front
Jacob
of me.
Jacob Ray is connecting to audio and can't hear you yet. Oh, he can't hear us. No, that's why. He's having an audio problem.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's all right. So maybe you could, like, entertain the crowd with some of your YouTube TikTok videos in the meantime.
Well, in my TikTok videos, we have some that goes like, choo, 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 choo. And a lot of them, I go on there and, you know, and try to inspire others, you know, especially during Christmas time. I saw a lot of suicidal videos, so I want to tell, you know, everybody, all the vets, that, you know, if they feel like they're going down that dark closet, like most vets do, that, you know, it's normal. Just remember that right now, as today,
there he is,
you're
dude,
a survivor. And we're talking about a survivor here. Jacob, thanks for tuning in, man.
Oh, he's got – now we have video, but we don't have audio.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. Kind of awkward for a radio show, but we'll get through it. We need to turn that down. That way too loud.
All right. I don't think I can do that.
So, as I was telling you, I think I was telling you earlier while he's getting something out. You know, I make fun of you all the time for being on TikTok.
Right.
Saturday night, we sat on the couch and my 17-year-old daughter played TikTok videos for us and we were in hysterics for like 3 hours. Dude, some of the stuff on there is really funny. This dude, he's...
Anything? You,
can you hear us?
You can hear us, but we can't hear you. That's okay.
Dude's got a Darth Vader shirt on. I love this guy.
Hey, you know what, Jacob? We will, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll call you. Hold on a second. We'll just get
in. Look at all the people sending in all their jokes. Tonight, Rob smells like motor oil and funky ass carrots. What the heck?
We'll call you, Jake. That way we have video and we have audio.
Sounds like a prank call.
From
a
radio station, yeah.
Hello. There we go. How are you, man?
Hey.
We'll get
I can
you.
Hear you.
We'll get you on some way, somehow.
Yeah, I guess I don't need this no more.
What's up, dude? How's it going?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, real good. I don't know if you heard the conversation before, but so I am not a TikToker. However, my co-host here is a hardcore TikToker. He loves that thing. But Saturday night, I sat on the couch with my 17-year-old daughter going through TikTok videos, and we laughed hysterically for like 3 hours. Some of the stuff on there is absolutely hysterical. So you might have changed my mind.
Well, there's like this dark side of TikTok that we all play with.
Oh, yeah?
It's like the over – they always say over 18, but I really prefer like over 21.
Right?
You know what I mean?
It's always safer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always safer. You know, I'm 41 years old, so I got to say 21 and over.
So how did you get started? Now, truth be told, I have never seen a TikTok video. Well, not one of yours anyway. I've seen H's here, and I've seen, the ones my kid was showing me. But so tell me, how did you get started with TikTok? Are you a comedian by trade?
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up for about 20 years.
Wow.
I'm a headliner. I tour all over the country. I've been all over the world.
Well, we've been doing bad radio for about 2 years, so that's perfect.
Well, hell yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And there's a lot of veterans listening right now, so we really appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Well, I'm a vet myself, so thank you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
What branch of service were you?
I was Army.
Look at you. Well, thanks for being on the show, man. Glad to have you. Very glad to have you.
Yes, I served 97 to 04, so you can put those numbers together.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, absolutely. So how'd you get started on TikTok then?
Actually, I was sitting at the time I downloaded the app, no bullshit aside, I was homeless and living in a warehouse. And I downloaded this app to make videos. It was like one of the lowest parts of my life. I started making videos out of this warehouse and it just took off. And because of TikTok and my comedy and my humor and the way that I spin things, I was able to meet a lot of new people who actually helped change my life and got me where I'm at right now. So actually, all in all, TikTok actually saved my life. The people that are awesome on there are now family. It's crazy, man.
That's the kind of stories I like to hear.
It's just a bonus that he is a veteran. I didn't even know that.
You just don't reach out to him because he's so attractive?
No, I reached out because the content is funny. They do the and we was going to have you do one on the show today, but it doesn't look like your bar buddies are with you tonight.
No, the bar is actually closed tonight. It's me.
But they do like stand-up with Whose Line Is It? And it's hilarious what they do.
Okay. So tell us about your TikTok channel. What kind of things can we look forward to? Is it over 21 type stuff?
Yeah, it's over 21 type stuff. The content is always changing on the page. So that's the cool part. The page that I've been working on now is a little over a year old. And there's about 1,700 videos in there. And if you watch, we hide little stuff in each one of the videos to kind of let you know where the content is going to go.
Okay.
There's little gems in the background, or the t-shirts that we'll be wearing, or like the content itself, what we're talking about, will lead you to where it goes. And when we do content blocks on there, I'll do them 6 videos at a time. And those 6 videos actually tie into each other in a certain way. And if you watch them in order, you get to see the story that we're actually telling behind the scenes. It's little Easter eggs that we hide in there for everybody. Plus, on top of it, it's hysterical. We find the best Family Guy stuff. We find the best Whose Line Is It Anyway. A lot. The thing about TikTok that I don't like is that a lot of the original content you try to put out can be deemed hate speech, or we're in a cancel culture right now, so it's like it's really hard to say that stuff and let people find the humor in it.
Right.
But if you lip sync the same things that Family Guy said, they'll let it fly all day long. You know what I mean? So as long as you have the clout to say that, you can say that. But you know what I mean? A lot of people get offended nowadays. It's a very touchy society. So you have to really walk around on eggshells about how you want to do it. Like I'm telling you, since 2016, politics and COVID have killed comedy.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Yeah. We hear that
just
a lot.
Killed it. It's hard to be funny nowadays without, you know, pissing 10 people off.
What I think is odd is that you can play a TikTok video that has copyrighted music, and if you post that to Facebook or Instagram, it'll fly. But if you try doing that on your own, they'll mute it.
Yep. Yep. They'll take the audio real quick. It's hard. You have to know how to play the game. They have that whole community guidelines that you have to read, and it's like 147 pages long. It's not a good read. I'm telling you, it's not.
And I'm pretty sure the video you guys did recently was like the booth or whatever. It was a line, and in the booth, you changed the picture, but it showed you going down, and the next person. Well, we'll just say that it got banned.
I thought that was funny, people follow me and they follow me and they'll put their notifications on to when I drop a video, because let's say we'll do 10 videos tonight, 6 of them will be up tomorrow because they get taken down all the time, so people follow us to see what is going to happen. And like, we try to save some of the videos and we'll throw them on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, the ones that actually do get taken down, but it's just their guidelines. It's never made to offend or hurt anybody, but it's the ones that take off really, really fast. That as soon as you see a number start to fly on it, you're like, that thing's coming down real quick.
So, and that was going to be my next question because again, I don't know anything about TikTok. Cause can you port it over to like Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that? And if that happens, do you get your stuff yanked pretty quick? And I guess the answer is yes, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And sometimes Instagram and Facebook, they'll take the TikTok videos down or they'll mute them as well. Especially back when, I don't know, 6-7 months ago when Facebook was trying to buy TikTok and they were like, no, we're not selling out, whatnot. And Facebook owns Instagram and all. Instagram, however the fuck, it's all Mark Zuckerberg, whatever. that time period, man, it was really hard to map videos over without them being messed with. And then when they came out with this new guidelines and, you know, Trump threatened to shut down TikTok and whatever agreement they came to, I'm not really sure the details of it because I don't really watch the media or the news. Whatever they did, it opened up the door for a lot of TikTokers like me that you can actually start making money on TikTok. And as of February 1st, I've been a welder and a comic for 20 years now. And as of February 1st, I'm actually going full-time content creator on TikTok. That's going to be my job.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's very clear. Well, show, I will open up a TikTok account and I will follow you on TikTok because of that. So that's awesome, dude. Makes me happy to hear
that.
Hey, so there are veterans listening to you all over the world right now. We had people listening from Japan, Russia, all over the world last week. So talk to us. If I wanted to create a TikTok channel and I wanted to get this party started, you got any suggestions?
First of all, everybody out there listening, thank you for your service. And if you're far away from home, home's always here when you get here. And, sometimes when you get home, things ain't the same. Reach out to people like us and we can save your life because y'all saved mine. On that, when you do create a channel, make it your own. You know what I mean? There's a lot of trends and a lot of people on there that we'll do the same thing over and over again or recreate it. And trends are sometimes fun to do. A lot of people ask me where we get the courage to make the videos. They're like, we love your stuff, but I'm too scared to step in front of a camera. It's the same people that say that they won't stand up and sing karaoke, or they won't get up and tell a joke because their anxiety or their fear of failure, success, however you want to see it, they're too scared to make that video. So what I did in the very beginning, I was nervous too. I would make the videos, right? I would play them all out. I would put effects into them. I would have fun with it, and I would post it, but I would post it as private so no one could see it. And then I built up a few videos in there to where I was like showing some of my friends like, hey, check this out. And they're like, hey, man, you should post this. This is really cool. Well, I already had a whole bunch of them that people said that they were cool, and I started firing them off. And the next thing you know, all these people were like, hey, man, this is awesome, and they give you good comments and whatnot. And there's also going to be people out there that will cut your videos apart and give you nothing but hate and just blah, 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 with the haters online.
Yeah,
you can make videos about them.
We know all about that.
Yeah, we got a saying around here at the bar. Give them the old D&B, the delete and block. Just send them on their way, and they're happy trails. If they make another account to say another sentence, where you just delete and block, and now they got to go back and make a whole new account. It's a really fun game to play.
So keep talking.
But have fun. Make it your own. You never know what you come up. I come up with all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, I'll be in the shower. I'll rub one out. Be like, oh, I got an idea. Come out here and film one real quick. You know?
Okay. That's awesome, dude. That's outstanding. I love it.
That's how you get creative.
That's how I'm missing the creative gene. All right, man. You look at me. I'll have to work on it.
Yeah, the next time that I visit Indianapolis, I'll have to come meet you, and then we can do a video together.
Definitely come to the bar, man. It is now the place to be here. it's pretty cool.
Now, is the bar at your house, or?
Well, he's not going to tell people that, man.
It's in my house. Yeah,
yeah,
well, because of COVID, you can't build a bar anywhere else. And the inspiration came from COVID. We were always hanging out, making videos. We'd always go to the bar and have a few drinks, come home, make videos.
Right.
And I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so we built a Star Wars bar.
Dude, don't think I didn't notice your t-shirt, man. That thing is amazing.
Yeah, the top has got 8 gallons and 3 quarts of resin in it, and there's probably 300-400 toys and stuff from Star Wars that are all floating inside of it. It's the coolest thing.
I told you you'd like him.
Dude, why didn't you tell me about this? You've been helping out on me, like making
dance. What the heck? I just learned that he was a veteran now. How bad is that?
Wow, dude. Wow. You've been holding out on me.
I guess so.
There's videos on my page. When you make a TikTok, go to the videos. And if you're into Star Wars like I am, I have decked my whole house out in Star Wars. On top of that, I get fan mail almost every day from people all over the world sending me Star Wars stuff. And what? A lot of it has to do with a bar. Like, they sent me bottle openers and towels.
Wow.
And little coasters and what.
We got to make a bar. Say. Make a bar, they will come.
My whole life has been a waste. What the heck, man? I had no idea this was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's a Star Wars. We call it a bar far away.
I love it.
All right, so obviously then you watched the last episode of The Mandalorian, right?
Oh, God. I've like, I think 6 times now, and I still cry.
Oh, dude, that's so – I'm sitting in a room with my wife. And I see that like a lone X-Wing, and I'm like, oh my God, no way. That's not possible. And then I see that green lightsaber light up, and I'm, dude, the tears just started flowing. I'm like, oh my God. My wife's like, you're so pathetic.
So, Jacob,
I did same thing.
So, Jacob, before we go into our time to shine, one thing we want you to do real quick. You got any social media, plug that out. Let them know when the next time you're doing a skit on TikTok. And if you have anything scheduled for stand-up comedy, which are they doing anything virtual right now or are they not?
Well, a lot of the virtual stuff is actually starting to happen. And I'm starting to get into it with TikTok and Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. You just look up Jacoby Ray. JACOBYRAY. You can find it anywhere. But as of the shows, and it's been crazy. I mean, I usually do 300 shows a year. Last year, with COVID, I think I did 50.
Wow.
The shows are out there and they're available, but the thing is with COVID, there's limited seating. So that takes away from the profit, and then you also have all the precautions and everything you have to put into the show of making sure that they come in and they clean before and after, and there's a lot of regulations and stuff that kills everything.
Did you have a second job, or is this your full time job?
Being a comedian? He was welding until just now.
I weld sometimes. I'm a welding engineer, and I've got my certification at the CWI and the American Welding Society, which is a certified welding inspector. So I like train guys and show guys the ropes and certify people and write processes and stuff like that.
I own a welder. Never used it.
You have a lot of things that you haven't used.
I just bought a welder because I just got that FJ, but no, I haven't used the welder yet. So yeah, but all right, somebody hit the button.
Intern, hit the Moto interview of the week.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Motor Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
They've faded it out.
Awesome. And then now play the Time to Shine.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. That's smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
Time to shine. Yes, Jacoby, that was me singing, just so you're aware.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. You should take that to TikTok.
Right after this interview. Hey, so this is your time to shine. For the next 2 minutes, talk about whatever you want in relation to comedy, in relation to TikTok, whatever you want to talk about. Take the next 2 minutes. There's people listening all over the world right now. Go ahead and talk about whatever you want for the next 2 minutes.
Okay, well, here. How about this? I just went to Walmart today. Me and my girlfriend went, and we had a list, and we had to go get some stuff. Now, we live in a society where everyone has to wear a mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Walmart. Everybody's got their mask, and we're shopping. We get our stuff. We go in line, and the people in front of us smelled so bad that I could smell them through my mask. It was insane. I mean, it smelled like a porta potty had sex with a lion. It was roaring right out of there. It was disgusting.
Try being in a radio.
And I could. So I'm standing there sniffing this lady through my mask, and I'm pondering in my head. I'm like, this can't really be happening. And I backed away from her for a second. And then it went away, and I stepped toward her, and I smelled it again. Like, I gave it the check. Like, maybe I farted into my mask, and I didn't know. Maybe one scraped out. I don't know. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt. But no, it wasn't me. It was full on her and her trout smell of just nasty. Smelled like, oh, she smelled like cigarette butts and lottery tickets. It was just disgusting. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, just because everyone has to wear a mask, doesn't mean that we have to stop taking showers. You know what I mean? Just because you think other people can't smell you. If I can smell you through my mask, you are a dirty, filthy animal, and someone needs to drag you out in the street, tar and feather, and beat you with a bar of soap. This is disgusting. I don't know why people go out public smelling like this. I was really hungry because, you know, I participated in some medical stuff before I went over to Walmart to buy some stuff. So I was super munchy hungry. Nope, totally killed it. I can't get the taste out of my mouth now. It smells horrible. I think I owe child support. It smelled so bad that I think I owe child support before.
You know, that is one of the side effects of COVID-19 is a loss of taste. Maybe she farted and you inhaled it, and now you have COVID now.
That's the joke right there. This girl smells so bad, made me wish I had COVID so I couldn't smell her taste.
Jacoby, that is by far the greatest time to shine we have ever had on this show. I can't thank you enough for that 2 minutes right there. Hey, folks, Jacoby Ray, TikTok comedian, performer 11 Bravo, cannot thank you enough for coming on the H-Train show tonight. Because of you and because of H, I will open a TikTok account tonight. So I really appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Right on. Thanks for so much for having me.
Thanks, Jacob. And I'll text you more on the other side so that we can get together and do some TikTok compilations.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. The bar is definitely open to you guys whenever you want to come through.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
That's the greatest time to shine I have ever heard.
I know, right? That was awesome.
I wonder if there'd ever been one like that before.
The H Train Show is over. We're done because there's none that are going to compare to that right there. That was amazing, dude.
I think it's amazing that he was a veteran and I didn't even know that. I kind of feel bad. Maybe when I ask people to come on the show, maybe I should like ask them for like a bio or something. I knew that. I knew some of the videos that he did was very like, you know, I've been in the dirt and I'm uprising, you know, because he shows his house, you know. And I tell you, I know when you're homeless, that is the biggest thrill, biggest dream of yours is when you finally get in the house.
Okay. I have been blessed my whole life and have not been homeless yet.
That sucks.
It could happen this evening. if my wife ever turns on this show, then I can guarantee that I'll be, hey, Joel, and have Barrett move over a little bit.
It sucks. The first time that I was married, you know, I'm divorced, of course, with that woman, but I was homeless during that time. And, like, we were literally just, you know, taking all this crap from, like, in-laws. We had to, like, I had to sleep on the couch and stuff like that. It sucked. It sucked bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything, you know? Yeah, it sucked. So anybody that has a house, it's just a huge accomplishment. And if anybody's listening and that's you, then congratulations. You have been through some shit. I commend you.
We're getting messages right now. I'm sorry. I'll take a shower. Tug, you're good, man.
All right, everybody. When we come back, it's the What the segment, the start of the dad jokes here on Monday Night Live.
Marsing, I'm an NFL analyst with 5280 Sports Network, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
All right, everybody, and we are back, and you're listening to the show, The Highlights
Today's
All the Night.
Today's time to shine.
Hey, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show. And, oh, we've got some...
oh, no, you can't do that.
We got some stuff for Rob. I guess we'll give you the little insider stuff right there. Some people texted them for Team Rob.
I'm getting text messages, too.
So this is how it's going to go, everybody. We're going to have one listener winner tonight, and we're going to have one DJ winner tonight. The DJ winner tonight wins a North Face H-Train Show jacket. The listener tonight wins a $25 gift card to Amazon, courtesy of Amazon and then messing up on one of my orders.
Well, it was a $50 gift card to start the show,
right? All right, so this is the rules of the game.
Dude, I laugh too much at my own myself, bro.
This is the rules of the game.
So are you bowing out early? Is that what I'm doing?
One of you guys are going to say you're ready, and then each of you are going to tell 10 jokes. I'm going to do the buzzer. If one of you, if I catch you crack a smile, you do not argue with the referee.
Bull crap, we don't.
Yeah, you don't argue with the referee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. What size is that jacket?
You call it rigged.
I'm putting it on right now.
Here's a quote. You call it rigged. I call it set up for success.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right, so here we go. Since Swiss, you are the challenger because Rob has a winning percentage of this.
That's fine.
We'll let you go first.
Are we going like back and forth, like one for one?
We're going back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, you know what? Maybe we should change spots so that they can see you on video, and I can hit that. Yeah. Hold on.
What the heck? You got Chinese fire drill. That's got to be offensive to somebody that I just said that.
Okay.
I'm Swiss. This is my face.
You are not Swiss. You're not even Swedish.
All right. So, let me find.
What you got there, man? You got your phone? You got your script and everything?
That's the one. All right.
I have to write some of them down because I'm not a dad.
Wow. Dad joke. Yeah. Swiss versus Rob. Who will
flex a little bit here? I don't want to pull a hammy or anything while I kick your ass.
All right. You ready? I'm ready. Three ropes walk into a bar. One rope walks up and says, three beers to the bartender. The bartender says, we don't serve your kind here. He walks back to the table. The second rope walks up to the bar and says, three beers, bartender. Bartender says, we don't serve your kind around here. The last rope twists himself up, walks up to the bar, and says, three beers. The bartender looks at him and says, are you a rope? And he says, afraid not.
Really, dude? That's your opener?
That's my opener.
That's your opener.
Not really
that's
a dad
opener.
Joke. That's
well, yeah, like I liked it, joke. Man. Okay.
Wow.
No,
you don't get to scroll through.
No, I'm closing apps. I'm closing apps.
This is yours. Okay, Rob, your turn. I none of you get a point on that one.
Oh, there's points?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of shoes do bear wear?
Hmm.
Nothing. They wear bare feet.
I respect that. What's brown and sticky? A stick.
What? The referee is laughing? How does that work?
Yeah, you laugh.
All the audience just heard was...
I can laugh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We have Muttley in the studio with us. Muttley.
Go ahead. Rob wants to laugh. He's stalling time by making fun. You'll find out when Rob wants to do something, he wants to laugh. He'll like point at shit.
The comments are awesome. Yo, I thought Swiss was skinny.
All right, Swiss.
Afraid not.
Go ahead.
Afraid not.
All right. Two guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked.
Oh, dude. Really? This is where we're going with this?
That's where we're going.
I'm calling that a smirk.
You're about to get smirked at the side of the mouth.
Go, Rob. Your next joke.
Why did the cannibal get kicked out of school?
Why?
He was buttering up the teacher.
Nice. I like that.
That doesn't get a smirk, though. Yeah, this is crap. He's got a mustache.
Yellow card.
He's got a
no
mustache.
No more like saying, oh, I like that.
Both corners of the mouth went up on that one.
Just go.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jokes.
This is how people end up invading the Capitol.
No remarks after the joke.
My wife asked me to stop singing Wonderwall to her. I said maybe.
Really?
Really.
I tell you an umbrella joke, it'd just be over your head. He's biting his lip.
Yeah.
He's biting his lip.
Yeah.
What kind of noise does a witch's vehicle make?
Broom, broom. Wow, dude. Wow. You're struggling on these ones here.
Dude. All right,
let's go to some of the audience ones. Why couldn't the pirate find his cards?
Because he's on the deck.
He was sitting on the deck.
Yeah.
Really? I got it. Nothing for that.
I said, yeah.
I get nothing for that.
Keep on going. You guys got to do this faster.
How do you get
no, we don't.
How do you get a country one. Girl's attention?
I don't know.
A tractor.
Buzz. Give me a buzz. Yeah, that was pretty good. You earned that one. Get the next DJ in here. That was awesome. You just won that. High five.
Well done.
Brandon! You're up!
All right, next up.
I hope that jacket wasn't my size. Holy crap, that was. I'm going to use that later.
You're all yours.
Yep. Brandon, bad news, man.
Rob lost.
As we're changing out here.
I hope that jacket's a medium.
I am skinny, sir. Okay, or ma'am, madam.
Good job, Rob. You did man. Well.
Oh, bye, Rob. I get my notebook, right?
Watch out, we're going to buzzer.
Right there.
Give me that headset.
Okay, Rob wants to take it.
All right. Wrong answer, buzzer. All right, I got this. I got this. And I
go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't want a. So much as a smirk. You like that right there? Yeah. So much as a smirk.
We can't smirk or anything.
Nothing. Stone face. Try to get
no
him
one told me these rules before.
Hey, man, you should probably listen to the radio show more often. Get guy. What the hell?
Do you know why you should always keep candy in your pocket?
Why?
Because it could be a lifesaver.
What did Tennessee? The same thing as Arkansas.
Okay. That one's above my head.
That was above mine, too.
Why do space rocks taste better than Earth rocks?
Why?
Because they're meteor.
Mm. I put the phone and the notebook down. Look each other in the eyes.
What would the Terminator be called in his retirement?
I don't know.
The Exterminator.
Okay, I guess that could be.
Mm, yeah.
Do you know my elevator broke today?
Mm.
So I took the stairs. Now no one else can get down.
That's a good one.
I know. It takes a minute to think about
it. Wait, hold on a second. I got a question. If he laughs at his own joke, does he get
funny.
A buzz? Because that's because that
funny,
was
though.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah. So far, you're winning. Because if you laugh at your own joke, that was pretty good, by the way.
All right. What's the most detail-oriented ocean? The Pacific.
Okay, all right.
Hold on, don't go. Don't keep going. I need a minute. Don't keep going. He's on like some website or something.
I know.
You and I are like waiting for people to text.
I just got a list, dude.
H-Train told me to.
Do you know how much Santa's sleigh cost?
Hmm.
Nothing. It's on the house.
Clever.
You don't have a heart, man.
I know.
You don't have a heart.
There was a little twitch there. Yeah.
You don't
dead
have a heart.
On the inside. Who hurt you?
Which bear? Which bear is condescending? A panda.
Okay.
Where's the? It's not buzzing. I think it's pretty clear who's winning this game. I mean, yeah, dude.
Do you know what Frog's favorite drug is?
What?
Crocaine.
That's good too.
Why?
He's dead inside, dude. I got nothing. You're talking to the Easter Island heads name? Right here.
Dum dum, give me gum gum.
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good?
I don't know.
They work on many levels.
Nah,
not a good lead.
Not
off.
A good one.
Not a good start.
That's not a lead off. We're like 12 deep.
We had a big gap there, though. I apologize.
I really don't know how to lead to this one, but the cannibal showed up late for breakfast. You know what he got?
Bacon.
The cold shoulder.
Mm.
That was pretty good.
That's clever.
That's clever.
Not funny enough to make you laugh.
That's clever.
What did the police officer say to his belly button?
I don't know.
You're under a vest.
I like that.
Mm.
I like that one.
So I had to stop bench pressing lately.
Yeah?
It was real weight off my chest.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty bad.
What do you call a pudgy psychic?
You?
I mean, you could.
Guy laughed right there. Look at her.
A fortune teller.
Okay. What kind of hair does the ocean have?
Hmm.
Wavy.
Nice.
Oh, finally. Finally, Eric Reed. Well done.
Oh, that was good. That was so bad, but that was so good.
You realize he's telling these jokes to his kids right now while they're listening to the radio show.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
I don't know.
Because they use honeycomb.
Stretch.
Okay.
Hey, there's music coming out of the printer.
Really?
It's jamming up there.
Nice.
One more each. Let this happen. Come on. One more.
Why do you call an angry musician?
A what?
Musician.
You're getting buzzed because you're laughing at your own joke right there.
I'm eating peanut butter, dude.
I mean, good job, Gordy.
All right, just go. Your turn.
Hey, did you hear the butcher backed into his meat grinder?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he got a little behind in his work.
Nice.
See, there's no soul to this
guy. That's
no
the
soul.
Easter Island heads. That's what I'm telling you, dude. You're talking to a rock right there. If he didn't laugh at his own jokes, he wouldn't laugh at any of them. Where's Roddy tonight? That's who we need in here. The professional, the comedian. I think it's pretty clear who won that.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Smith.
Do you want me to take
trade with Rob?
No, yeah, here's
so
I'll take these ones and you take this one. It was great talking to y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
Now I put my jokes on my email draft.
So real quick, right? Me and my wife always, you know, call each other names like to make each other laugh and whatnot. Like, or my nickname for her, I always call her Nutmeg because she hates it, and I love it because she gets riled up, you know.
Right.
So she was trying to come up with names for me. She'll call me like, I'm drawing a blank right now, dude. I'm having a stroke. But she'll try to. She couldn't find anything that would make me upset or rile me. And then I think it was either Thanksgiving or Christmas. She just Googled search nicknames for Jacob, and one was CJ. We were both like, what? What? And then she clicks on it. It's Chunky Jake. And I was like, that's not a nickname, dude. That's bullying.
Yeah, yeah, that's mean.
That's hurtful.
Like, ouch.
So when I get her pissed off, she'll just be like, okay, CJ. And like, it takes me a minute to write. She's like, I'm not fat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, since this is a championship round, this is the What The segment.
They're cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
I don't know. What is this one?
Oh, this. That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad. It's my credo.
Not even a single letter.
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him.
Not me.
I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
I love that.
This is the championship round.
I told my wife to tell me a joke that would make me laugh and cry at the same time.
Yeah.
She said, I have a bigger penis than my brother.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, this was a family show. Okay, Swiss, since I'm the... I'll let you go first.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It's fine. He woke up.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
What?
The people of Dubai don't like Flintstones, but the people of Abu Dhabi do.
You've ruined that joke.
It's Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. You ruined
that joke. Oh, okay.
People everywhere are crying over the radio right now.
You award me no points.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Exactly.
How can you tell it's a dogwood tree? By the bark.
What did a fat girl with a lip say after sex? Oh, shit.
I'm going to laugh because of Rob.
You're right.
That's not
right.
Oh, shit.
That's good. I like that one.
That is actually pretty like good. I'm going to use that tomorrow.
My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
What do you call a woman twerking in a business suit?
What?
A net twerker.
That's clever. I like that. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know.
Because he never lands.
Okay, that's good too.
I read a book in Braille because I wanted to be like Rob. But it was like sandpaper, so it was really a rough read.
Which state has the most streets? Rhode Island.
What do you call an aggressive tea at Starbucks?
What?
A push of tea.
What? I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Holly's laughing out loud. What do you call 26 letters that went for a swim? Alphabetical.
What do mermaids wash fins with?
What?
Tide.
That's good. That's clever.
You each got one more because your jokes suck. This has really gone downhill. Hey, which state has the smallest sodas? Minnesota.
I used to hate facial
hair.
That
should be a smirk.
I agree.
I think that was a smirk.
I agree.
What, it doesn't matter. He's a loser.
Yeah, exactly.
He's out.
Wow. This is just like being at home. Wow. Okay. All right, you each get one more. Come on.
I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
What was the foot's favorite type of club?
Huh.
Doritos.
What?
I don't get that one.
I don't get that.
I think I might have spelled it wrong. What was the foot's favorite type of chip? Yeah, chip.
There we go.
Totally screwed myself on that
one. Each of you go with one more just because that your joke sucked. Come on. Go. One more.
Hold.
Oh, we got to scroll through the website. Yeah, huh?
Exactly.
Don't have any of your own jokes.
I got to go through my notes.
What did the plumber say to the singer?
What?
Nice pipes.
I find that kind of funny because I do HVAC. I like it. What do you call it when a group of apes start a monkey? Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, one second. Hang on. Go ahead.
What do you call it when a group of apes start a company? Monkey business.
Hang on one second.
He's laughing at his joke.
It's your own joke, dude.
How do you get squirrel off a tree?
How?
Pull down your pants and show me your nuts.
Okay. What do you call a naughty lamb dressed up like a skeleton for Halloween? Bad to the bone.
One more.
I gotta look one up.
You don't have a dad joke off the top of your head?
Not really.
Come on, man.
You don't okay, just, all right.
No web, put your phone they, down. No website.
They don't have any in my
They
head.
Say that depending on what sex position you did, it creates ugly kids. So I'm asking, what sex position does your parents go at?
Should have been swallowed, but...
See, that was off the top of your head. I mean, you're right there with it. That was much better. Your delivery was good. I think it's pretty clear who won this one.
Well, yeah, me.
I feel like that was pretty even, actually.
So, I'm absolutely giving this to him.
Really?
Dude. Well, first of all...
You didn't buzz me at all. You buzzed him one time.
I did buzz him one time.
You didn't buzz me at all. That's the rules. Buzzes. We're going by buzzes.
Congratulations on your new jacket. What do you want, man? I mean, you already got one.
I am one. I am still rock face.
When you can't read the joke...
I still read it. He got his 10 jokes. What do you think, listeners?
Yeah. Do you feel better? Yeah.
Hey, listeners, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You get the sleeves.
You get the
he gets a vest.
What do you think? What do you think, listeners?
Now,
when?
What did the letter say to the stand?
The fat guy. What do you call a hooker with a runny nose full? What did the letter say to the stamp? Stick with me, we'll go places.
What's the habanero one?
Habanero, hang on. 82 dogs escaped from a nearby kennel today. The police say they have no leads. Hey, that's kind of funny. Habanero. Hang on a second. Let me look up the habanero one.
Okay.
It was in the chat.
Rob's looking up some more jokes. I'm sure people would.
CJ fits him, though. I ran out of toilet paper today.
CJ fits him. That's
having
awesome.
To use lettuce was the tip of the iceberg.
That's a good one.
People are really shocked too to find out I'm not a good electrician. And that's pretty funny. What kind of hair does the ocean have? Wave, you already got that one. The habanero one. I think that's in your chat. I think that's in yours.
No,
it's in someone's. It's a ways up a little bit.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, is it? I don't see anything.
Ah, that was such a good one too. Oh well.
It was. That was pretty funny.
Well, I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
I thought I did awesome.
I have a jacket for you. Consolation.
The consolation jacket.
I like pity prices.
It says H-Train on it.
You're right.
Hey,
It had some Barrett fur on it.
New. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's slightly used.
Exactly. Three minutes. We need a listener winner.
Oh, by Rob, Eric Reed.
Give us a like a joke or whatever. Make them work for it.
Make them work for it?
Yeah, because you know they ain't going to call in.
All right. Hold on a second. I got this. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm good like this. You guys suck at reading your text.
Did you guys read this? I have a dog that does magic tricks. He's a labracadabra door.
That's clever.
Why does the Norwegian Navy have barcodes on the ships so that they can Scandinavia?
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
I know. I like it, right? What did they do at the cannibal wedding? Guy.
What?
Toast the bride and groom.
Stone face, dude.
This is what I think is funny. When you guys do the joke, you can tell that you want to laugh, and how you avoid from laughing is like he'll like point at something. Ah, but he laughed. That's how Rob does it, or he asks.
That's
questions.
Called cheating. That's how that works. Yeah. Don't ever play Uno with me.
Uno.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an article about new Uno rules that you can't?
Yep. No stacking of draw fours and draw twos.
Yep.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's such un-American.
Yeah, they can.
You can't sit there and teach somebody how to play something and then 30 years later change the rules.
Did you know there's
we aren't the NFL.
Game?
A ghost game?
Dose. Like Uno Dose?
Yes, I did know that. That's so dumb.
Yeah, agreed.
I won't even buy the game.
And then for Christmas, my brother-in-law got, it's Uno, but it's like flip Uno, so both sides of the cards have something. So like one's like light side, one's dark side. It's pretty cool. It's different.
When I was in Armor, we used to play Ghetto Uno, and there were like a whole ton of rules. Like you had to go quick. Like if you... First of all, cheating was encouraged.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and so, but if you called someone out on cheating and they weren't, you had to draw four. Things, if you got caught cheating, you had to draw four.
So, was it like BS kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it got violent a few times. People take their Uno seriously. If you had to ask whose turn is it,
my turn.
And if you went at a turn, you had to draw four.
Yeah.
It wasn't your turn.
We're going to go on a music break. We'll continue this. Hey, everybody that tuned in, everybody that listened, everybody that texted your joke. Hey, you should have put your name and your last name or, you know, what state you're listening from so we could announce it. When we come back, maybe we'll have some announcements. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll hit the ugly truth. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the 8th Train Show.
To the H Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H Train Show giving veterans a voice.
All right, and we are back. We are live and alive, and I just saw that text from Eric. Man, I tell you what, I stand up for you, Eric. I push to get your shirt and your coffee, and you lay me out to dry and say that my jokes suck. That's the reason why I should lose, but I'm heartbroken.
He's not wrong.
He might be wrong. He might be wrong. Well, hey, check this out. It is the time for the ugly truth.
So ugly.
I don't think we should talk about the ugly truth.
All right, so. Oh. That's
it.
Yeah, I forgot about
okay,
that.
Okay, me too.
Ugly. All right, so continuing the feel-good story, We will go to the ugly truth. Oh.
Well, hi there, and happy holidays here as we get ready to wind down the...
I don't know why that video was there, because that isn't supposed to be there. Well, shoot.
Well, shoot.
That's the thing that I had programmed. It didn't show up.
So oh, no. We'll cancel the radio show then.
Yeah. We'll just...
Thank you for listening to the last episode of the H-Train Show, folks.
So we'll just clean it up here. So today's story that we're going to read simply is... I'll read it, Rob.
Maybe not.
No, I'll read it. It's okay. Do you want to express your appreciation to 50 or more in U.S. or Canada? Who needs a perfect gift for 50 or more people this holiday season? Already taking advantage of the offer, MDA Financials in Pennsylvania ordered a case of 120 books, sent them to clients who absolutely love them. As financial advisors, we know our investment clients can get a little nervous during market, stocks.
Volatility.
Okay. Given the havoc that 2020 has brought, we see each of them having a copy, and now the good news to remind them that there is good in the world. We received a lot of notes saying thank you, and we love it. Some said they read a story every morning to start the day off on a positive note, and age operation manager, and has some contact information if you're interested. So I just want to read that, but something happened this weekend. That, it wasn't this weekend. It was when I got the mixer. I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. I came into school and something happened. I didn't think much of it. In fact, I think it's human nature. But when they asked me, like, I wanted to act like I ignored them, but I did hear them. So this gentleman was outside the gas station and he was looking for change. And, so many times I don't like giving money to the people because I don't know what they're going to use that for, if they're really going to use what they're, say they're going to use it. And I'm sure that everybody has that same human nature. Well, anyways, the guy asked me if I had some money and I told him I absolutely do not. I'm sorry. I just carry cards, which, that was the truth. But technically, I really didn't want to help him. I'll just be honest. But I felt since I am a public figure and I consider myself a pretty good person, I can't just like walk away. So I told him, I'm like, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have money. I have cards. Just hold on a second. So, I wasn't going to go to McDonald's or somewhere and get it. I got him a... just one of those, like, ham and cheese sandwich things at the gas station. And I thought, when I come back out and I give this guy a sandwich, like, he's just going to look at me like, because it's happened before. But the guy was generally thankful. And I saw him after I gave him that sandwich. He left. He wasn't in front of that gas station anymore. I got in the car and I'm thinking to myself, if I knew his reaction, would I have given him more? And that's one of the things I wonder if people feel, if they saw, after somebody gives them money and then they leave, would they give him more money? There was also a guy out here, Colorado Media School, where we're located, right at that stoplight to go on to,
doesn't matter. Keep going.
Yeah. Wadsworth Boulevard. The guy was playing, he had took sticks and he was playing buckets as drums. And it was a it was kind of a nifty idea. You know, he wasn't just having a sign. He was actually, you know, trying to do something, you know, or mm-hmm. trying to sell water. And I tell you what, if there's any listeners out there that they see people on the side of the road trying to sell water, you know, if you don't want to buy the water, that's okay. But don't sit there and Grimes say, hey, you know, get a real job, boy, because at least they're doing something, you know. Yeah. Instead of just having a sign, at least they're doing something. So when I saw the guy that was doing the drums, I gave him some change because at least he was attempting to do something. Heck, I don't know. Have you ever been to Savannah, Georgia?
I have.
Okay. You know how you go on like the River Street and they're like playing instruments and mm-hmm. stuff like that? I love that. Have you ever been there, Pipes?
No, but they do it on 16th Street.
Yeah, okay. Guys
play their buckets there and everything.
Yep, playing musical instruments and
yeah.
things like that. And yeah, so I was stationed in D.C. for a while.
Yeah.
And when you come into the metro stations, you know, there'll be somebody like standing there playing a violin or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can like throw your change or a couple bucks and whatnot into that violin case and whatnot. And like that's people that are just like, hey, I just want to play and, I, you know, have people hear me play. That's a different thing. And I don't mind throwing a couple, you know, your spare change in that case or something like that.
Right.
And usually a lot of times you like that. Those are like virtuosos, like people that are like, wow, man, that's pretty impressive. You
right.
play that pretty well. I don't know about necessarily like the buckets on 16th Street Mall or something like that.
They're pretty all right.
Some of them. Yeah. 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 But the other thing too, is it's not even just, you know, people standing, you know, on street corners and whatnot anymore. Nowadays people are, online, they're on Facebook and they're in groups and they're like, hey, you know, anybody can spare a couple extra bucks, please. Here's my
Venmo. Yeah, I started seeing that. I started seeing that on TikTok as well.
Yeah. So, you know, here's my Venmo. Here's my Cash App. Here's
right.
my, you know, whatever the case may be. And you're like, huh. I've also seen in the town that I live in, we have a couple different groups, you know, town groups and stuff. And people were like, hey, you know, if you can spare some food or something like that, you know, please, you know, make sure it's gluten-free and, you know, organic and this and everything. And you're like, you're being picky? I grew up poor and then like this is what
right.
Susan and I were talking about. You know, I grew up super poor and like government cheese kind of stuff, which, you know, yeah, there's nothing organic about that. It's barely,
no.
it's barely labeled cheese, you know?
Exactly.
Not fit for human consumption. If you've been in the military for any length of time, you've at some point eaten something out in the field, it's been rained on for the last 12 hours, and you're like, oh, have a soggy pancake.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you take it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, when Holly was making the taco salad today, like, she had put her hands in, like, tomatoes and stirred it and stuff, and she's like, don't worry, my hands are clean. And I'm like, Holly, we've been three times to Iraq. You ain't worried about if something's clean or not, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
if something could have killed me, something would have killed me already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My crew chief, when we were in Iraq, when we finally got hot food, he refused to eat in the chow hall because like you'd walk in there and they had like Nigerians, I think it was, that were serving the food and they're like sweating into the food and whatnot. And you're like, oh, oh God, it was, oh God, it was horrible.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the tribute to the troops.
This is an NPR moment of heroism.
So I don't know how to tell the story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died. Could I make that
sacrifice? Chuck Yeager was born February 23rd, 1923, in Myra, West Virginia. He was one of two sons born to Albert and Susie Yeager. He grew up hunting and fishing, but he was really interested in anything that required mathematics knowledge, physical coordination, and manual dexterity. By the time he was a teenager, he was disassembling vehicle engines and reassembling them with ease. Chuck Yeager graduated high school 6 months before World War II started. At 18 years of age, he enlisted into the Army Air Corps in September of 1941. He served as a crew chief on an AT-11 when he was selected for pilot training under the Flying Sergeant program in July of 1942. He then earned his pilot's wings on March 10, 1943. On October 14, 1947,
Chuck Yeager became the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound. He flew an X-1 rocket plane, nicknamed after his wife, Glamorous Glennis. It was lifted to an altitude of 25,000 feet by a B-29 aircraft and then released through the bomb bay. He rocketed to 40,000 feet and exceeded 662 miles per hour. Since there was so much secrecy surrounding this project, it was not announced that it took place until June of 1948. Chuck Yeager retired from the Air Force in 1975 at the rank of Brigadier General. After the military, he became a public figure and kept busy until he passed away on December 7, 2020. He is predeceased by his wife, Glennis Yeager. On behalf of MBR and everyone here at the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, we thank you for your service and sacrifice. Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, end of watch, December 7th, 2020.
Alright, we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back off of that music break, we're going to be hitting the 2-minute warning, so stay with us. We got more to come. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-String Show.
Hoorah! The National Anthem Girl, Janine Stang, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from The H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and The H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
Yeah. All right, and we back.
We back.
We bad, we back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofits out there. The H-Train Show.
Hoorah.
It was good to have you in there, and Pius. How do you like the new soundboard?
I like the setup a lot over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have a lot of people messaging me. Dude, we love the sound bites. Best episode ever.
Literally, that's there. We have got messages, yeah.
And then I got a text. Well, you know the best thing is? He's like, you couldn't even read your own jokes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I told Rob I was good at writing them. I just wasn't good at reading them.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Guys there.
Imagine that. Well,
guess what I did on our last music break.
What did you do on your last music break?
Created a TikTok.
Ooh. Did you really?
Followed Jacoby.
Yeah?
Followed you. I have two people I'm following.
I'll have to go check out your TikTok. What was it about?
Well, I mean, I haven't created one yet. I mean, I created a TikTok account, dude. Slow your roll in a big way. Yeah.
I thought you made a video.
No.
That reminds me. I got to remind Holly, we never did a video today. We never did a TikTok video. We do a TikTok every Monday. We didn't do a TikTok video.
TikTok needs you too.
But she did a TikTok video of me yesterday. I didn't even know what she was doing. She did this fly thing. And then, like, I thought to myself, and I'm like, oh, crap. Well, that's not the word I use, but oh, crap. I forgot a camera because we were taking pictures of, you know, us in the red shirt, which we got to get you, and I hope Swiss is still here.
He's here.
Okay, because we got to get you and Swiss.
Yeah.
We got to get you and Swiss. We'll let you use our shirts because the embroiderer, he has them. He just hasn't called me to come pick them up.
Okay.
So he was really busy. It's only him. It's only him, and he has five embroidering machines.
He does great things for us.
It amazes me. Okay, so let's hit that 2-minute warning.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so Pipes, what did you learn today?
That Swiss does not have a soul.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That. Swiss is pretty good with the jokes.
The man is a rock.
I thought that was pretty good. Well, but, you know, that's okay.
He's a rock everywhere but around the middle.
Yeah, yeah, that texture. I thought he was skinny.
That is so funny.
Isn't that amazing? Like, when you talk to somebody, you have this, like, picture in your head what they look like, and then when you see them, there's
I am in shape. Round is a shape.
The Swiss comes in and joins us. I am skinny, dang it.
Yeah.
Look, Homer.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So I want to give a shout out to a couple of regular listeners.
Okay.
First of all, Ron and Kathleen Byes. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Every single week and always sending us a text prior to the show. Really appreciate hearing from you guys.
Yes.
Eric Reed, thank you for listening every single show. We really appreciate it. Raphael Lovato Sr., you have no idea how much it means to me that you listen to my show and our show and what we do. I cannot thank you enough for listening to our show.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And then, you know, of course, we can't forget to plug them. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., Hollywood, the Morning Wood Show. And then our other intern in here with him. And
we can't call him an intern anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's true. That's true.
You're not an intern.
With our other DJ.
Other staff members.
Swiss and Pipes talking about some sports Thursday. And is this the week that you guys are going to do complete video?
I believe so. We should be on.
Oh, we're going on.
Yeah, all right.
It's going down.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Awesome. Rob, what did you learn today?
That TikTok is not as bad as I once thought it was. After that interview today, that really changed my mind.
Okay.
Really.
The trolls are coming from Facebook, though. They're finding out how cool TikTok is, and they're starting to show up a little
more. I don't worry about trolls.
The sad thing about social media that I've learned a long time ago is the more people that you have follow you, the more like rude comments and you know, stuff like that.
I just don't think
it'll follow you.
I follow this British girl who's trying to learn about America and kind of asking questions, and people just like rip her apart for the way she speaks and like that she doesn't understand American things and all that. But she's the most fun to listen to.
Huge surprise. The language
she uses is crazy. But I guess.
Swiss, before we head out, because I'll tell you the one thing I learned was Jacoby is a veteran. One thing I learned is these interviewees that we have. I might need to like make some kind of form or whatever and send it to him and say, you know, tell me a little bit about you, you know?
Don't send him a form because they need to get in like that.
You don't want the questionnaire?
No, we had that one VA show that was trying to get us on there and they're like, we didn't get your bios and your headshots in time, so we're not going to have to cancel the interview. And you're like, really? That's why you're canceling your interview? Oh, my goodness.
They just couldn't say, hey, we want to cancel the interview because we don't think you're that great.
Yeah, except they listened to the show once and they're like, why are we talking to them?
And I guess one more thing here.
What's that?
He's working. Oh, never mind. That one's going to take way too
long. Oh, yeah. Fade that out.
Who is our winner?
All right.
Tug Fleckenstein.
Congratulations, Tug.
Take us home, bud.
We'd read the joke, but we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
There we go. Take us home.
That's the show for today, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show, and you can remember, and remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast, this radio show, is available right after we go off the air tonight and edit all the F-bombs. Remember, we're here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice! Yeah. Hey, I actually did it right that time.
Broadcast Radio, giving veterans a voice.